Advisor John Bolton said on Sunday the United States said it's deploying a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's a big show of firepower, the U.S. dispatching a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to an area that includes the Middle East. Move Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says have been in the works for a while.
It is absolutely the case that we've seen escalatory action from the Iranians.
But he would not tell reporters flying with him to Finland what those have been. A defense official says the Pentagon believes American forces at sea and on land were thought to be potential targets. Officials here say the message is the U.S. will meet any attack by Iran or its proxies with unrelenting force. Sagar Magani at the White House.
After 2 days of heavy fighting, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza has taken hold. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After more than 650 rockets that Palestinian gunmen fired from Gaza and intensive Israeli airstrikes in response, a ceasefire apparently negotiated by Egypt was in effect. Since Israel does not officially negotiate with Hamas, Israeli officials did not mention the ceasefire, but the army said all residents could return to regular activity. Before the ceasefire took hold, Israel carried out dozens of airstrikes on Gaza, killing a number of Palestinians, including two pregnant women and a toddler. Israeli officials said they believed one of the women and the toddler were killed by a misfired rocket. On the Israeli side, four civilians were killed and dozens wounded. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
And this is VOA News. A pilot of the Russian passenger plane, which erupted in flames during an emergency landing in Moscow on Sunday, said he